want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Biology of Thankfulness. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
From a mental perspective, the effects of complaining can be so harsh on the brain that it literally wires the brain for negativity. I know people who are very grateful, and they're always thankful. Sometimes they say thank you even when you think being thankful for that, right? We used to laugh at Alex, our son Alex, and I think he would do it like a guilt trip kind of thing. I don't know. We would laugh about it because he was a little kid, and we feed him lunch. And you would think that we starved him most of the time because he'd go, thank you for letting me eat. Thank you. Thank you for this sandwich. And you would think, the poor kid must never get to eat, you know. But the thing is that it does something physical to us that most people don't realize. It's very harsh on the brain. It's harsh on the blood vessels. It's harsh on the veins and the arteries. It literally causes our blood to become acidic. It's crazy. And it affects us in very terrible ways. The brain is designed to work efficiently, meaning that when we repeat a thought, whether it is negative or positive, the nerve cells form a bridge between each other to expedite the passage of information. So the more we do it, in other words, the more we gripe and complain, the more little bridges are connected. More connections are made on that to where that becomes our natural, our normal. But the more we thank God, the more we're thankful, the more we have a grateful heart, the more those little bridges attach in our brain, and then that becomes the norm. But it all starts with a choice, and only we can make the choice. As a result, that you know, once all that stuff starts connecting together, the next time you have a similar thought, it's more easily transmitted. Such a kind of mechanism is called neuronal wiring and can become habitual and ingrained over time. I know people, and I'm not saying names, but I know people that literally everything that comes out of their mouth is complaint. If they don't have something to complain about, they'll call something to happen that they can complain about. They constantly sabotage their life. They don't know what else to talk about. And they don't know what to do if they can't complain about something. And so many times they'll complain about things they shouldn't be complaining about. I mean, it's crazy. And when I see people like that, their life is never going good. Never. It's always drama and trauma all the time. And it doesn't have to be that way. If we keep in complaint brain, then it only learns how to complain. If we consistently complain, the brain learns to default to negativity, reinforcing a mindset that focuses on problems rather than solutions. A Stanford study, now again, this is a worldly university. This isn't a Christian university. Their studies show that consistent effects of complaining can cause changes in the brain to actually begin to take place. It literally shrinks what's called the hippocampus in particular, which is a very important part of the brain. It causes it to begin to shrink. Along with the negative brain changes, complaining also causes the release of the stress hormone cortisol. Now, I learned from Pastor Mike that, you know, you got basically cortisol and adrenaline, that those things happen under stressful times. Those things happen maybe in danger, and they're good. God designed them to help you get out of danger. But the problem is that we can put ourselves with a mindset that keeps that flowing in us all the time, and it keeps us angry, or it keeps us depressed, or it keeps us having all kinds of negative feelings instead of releasing what is supposed to be better for us called serotonin. So there's another chemical called dopamine, and dopamine happens on both sides of this thing. Sometimes people get dopamine releases when they complain because it feels good to them to complain, so they just keep complaining. But at the same time, that same dopamine will also get released if we begin to be thankful, to be grateful, to think about the good things. And listen, we are truly, truly blessed. I'm going to give you examples of that here in a little bit. But the dopamine feels good also when we're thankful. But the difference is it's going to cause serotonin to be released that gives us a much better, the way we feel in life, than cortisol and adrenaline, which keeps us in, I don't know, like survival mode. Yeah, it's a fight or flight kind of thing. So again, all of these things can have long-lasting effects on your mental health, on your thinking ability, and your general health. I had no idea until I heard Pastor Mike talking about this that, you know, they can link most Alzheimer's and dementia and those kind of things. They can link all of those things to the way you think, what you have pondered on, what you have thought about, whether or not you have been thankful or whether you've been a complainer. And people who are constantly thinking on those negative things, this is why the scripture says, think on those things that are lovely, of good report. Why? Because you're literally shaping your brain and those little connections in your brain. Now, again, I grew up knowing that you should be thankful because the Bible says you should be thankful. But I had no idea the way it actually affects us physiologically. You know, me and Pastor Cindy kind of have code. And she hadn't called me this in a little while. But usually, if I get into a cycle of negative, if I get into a cycle of complaint, and we're all susceptible to it, if we don't purposely choose to be thankful. But I can tell when I get into that cycle because she calls me Chuck. Well, my name ain't Chuck, my name's Dwayne. But the reason she's saying Chuck is she's talking about Charlie Brown, right? So that's kind of code. That's code. You know, all right, Chuck, right? Yeah, and I'm always saying good grief. I'm always saying good grief when I'm like that. So why does the Bible emphasize thankfulness so much? Well, I want to give you some scriptures here. There are tons of scriptures that deal with this, but I'm going to just give you some where basically we're being commanded to give thanks. And when you realize that this is not just something he said to do because it's a good idea, it is a prescription for a healthy brain and a healthy life. 1 Corinthians 16:8, O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. In other words, testify. Don't forget about the things that God has done for you. Psalm 57:9, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. Psalms 86:12, I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. Psalm 92:1, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Psalm 97:12, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. And I want you to understand something. David is writing these psalms, most of these in the midst of turmoil. Most of these in the midst of not an easy life. And by the way, we have no clue how hard life was back then. But he's also a man who was pursued to be killed and everything else. And he's writing these psalms and he's saying, give thanks to the Lord. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 100 verse 4, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. He's letting us know if you're even going to go into his presence, go with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. That's the way we approach God. Most people approach God complaining, not giving thanks. You have to train yourself to do that. And he goes on and says, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. So I notice he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, give thanks to him, bless his name. And then if you can't think of anything, he gives you something. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. If you can't think of anything else to praise him and thank him for that. And by the way, I don't have the scripture up here, but Psalms chapter 103, you'll see where God is dealing with David. And David is dealing with his own soul. And it shows you that three-part being, the spirit, soul, and body, where David, his spirit is rising up to tell his soul to praise the Lord. It was in the midst of a very hard time in his life. And he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then he begins to ponder and think about all the wonderful things that God has given to his people. Instead of focusing on the negative he was going through, which your soul is always going to want to do, his spirit man rises up and tells his soul, no, you're not going there. You're not going to focus on the negative. You're going to begin to bless the Lord. You're going to thank God because he's been good to you. Amen? And we have to do the same thing. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Something dawned on me when I read that. I never realized that filthy talk or foolish talk or crude joking were actually a symptom of being ungrateful. So when that's how people are talking, it just simply means they're ungrateful. He says, but instead, in other words, the opposite of that is thanksgiving. Give thanks. I never really saw that before, but you know, maybe that causes you to kind of step back and go, wait a minute, how have I been talking? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. We should never even approach God to ask him to do anything unless we approach him with thanksgiving. You know why he wants us to do that? Because he wants us, first of all, when I realize how good he has been to me, it makes it easier to believe in faith for him to do what I'm needing him to do, right? He's saying, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Don't just go to God asking him for a bunch of stuff. Remember that he's been good to you and thank him for it.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.